What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for AwesomeO.com, and I am back with my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Tuesday, January 11th. Now, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. Let me know in the comments section who your favorite and least favorite contenders are for today's slate. And finally, shout out to No House Advantage for being the presenting sponsor of this video. Use the promo code AwesomeO when signing up to get up to $25 on your first deposit. Now we're rounding out the bottom of my top 10 with Terrence Mann, Josh Hart, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Reggie Jackson, and Josh Giddey on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today? It's time to find out. First up at number five, I'm looking at Zach LaVine. He's point guard, shooting guard eligible, just 7,500, projected for 39.5. The goal is 47, and he is in the optimal lineup 25% of the time. I gave him 35 minutes. That's generally what he plays in a competitive matchup. Hopefully it's competitive against Detroit. This is a slight pace up spot for the Bulls against the Pistons. 29% usage for LaVine, 26 real points, 5.5 boards and 4 assists. Maybe you get a stock. It would be nice. LaVine's just underpriced for his ceiling here. Would anybody be surprised if Zach LaVine scored 50 fantasy points today? I think he does that like 15% of the time. I wouldn't be shocked at all. And if he goes for 50 at 7,500 on this six-game slate, you are going to need him. Next up at number four, we've got Gary Trent. He is shooting guard, small forward eligible. By the way, if he plays, 5,200, projected for 28. The goal's 37. He's in the optimal lineup 26% of the time. I like a lot of the pieces here for Toronto just because we know the rotation is firm. We know how many minutes these guys play when it's competitive. I don't have a great feel for who it's going to be each night, but that usually gets dictated by price or position. Shooting guard, small forward here, 5,200 works for Trent. 34 minutes, 16 points. It's basically all points, points and steals. 16 points, 3 boards, 2 assists, 2 stocks. It is actually a slight pace up spot for Toronto against Phoenix. Not the best defensive matchup in the world, but if you're looking to go to someone in the mid tier, getting a guard slash forward at 5,200 that should play 34 minutes in a competitive game, I like that for Gary Trent. At number three, we go to Detroit for Cade Cunningham. He's point guard, shooting guard eligible, 6,500, projected for 36.5. The goal's 42.5. He's in the optimal lineup 33% of the time. Cade plays big minutes, and all it has to do is be like mildly close for that to happen. So 34 minutes here for Cade, 1.07 fantasy points per minute, 26% usage, 17 points, 6.5 boards, 6 assists, 2 stocks, pace neutral against Chicago, but when it all comes down to it, if Detroit is in this game, Cade Cunningham is likely playing a big role in that, whether that's scoring, rebounding, assists, or clear across the board. He's a guy that I want to get to, and as you can see, we jumped up in tier. Cade Cunningham is pretty significantly ahead of Gary Trent. In at number two, we've got the big man from Denver, Nikola Jokic, center eligible. 11,400, projected for 65. The goal is 63.5. He's in the optimal lineup 35% of the time. No Will Barton today. Obviously no Michael Porter Jr. Nikola Jokic's rates get even crazier when those guys are off. 35 minutes today. 1.85 fantasy point projection for just like his minutes. That's nuts. 36% usage. 30 real points. 16 rebounds. 8 assists and 2 stocks in a pace neutral spot against the Clippers. What's not to like here? He's got a higher ceiling than anyone on this slate. He's got a higher projection by like 17 points than anyone else on this slate. The raw points matter here. Jokic should go for 60, could go for 80. You're going to want him if he does either one of those things today. Now, before we get to that number one contender, one last reminder to hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. Let me know in the comments who your favorite plays are. And then, one last time, go sign up at No House Advantage using that promo code AwesomeO. Closing it out at number one with Scotty Barnes. He's small forward, power forward, eligible, just 5,600, projected for 34. The goal's 39. He's in the optimal lineup 40% of the time. Scotty Barnes was like 7,500 three or four games ago, now all the way down to 5,600. I just think there's a lot of value in his upside. He's basically a fantasy point per minute guy. He's around neutral usage. He's going to play 34 minutes or more in a competitive game. 14.5 points, 8.5 boards, 4 assists, a steal, a block, same pace up spot against Phoenix. I just think he's going to be out there a lot. He's got a cheap price tag. He's a lot like Gary Trent in this role. Only Scotty Barnes is going to do a little bit more of everything. And I like the positions a little bit here, but I personally just think that Scotty Barnes is underpriced for the slate. And that makes him the number one contender. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Tuesday, January 11th. There's a DraftKings and Yahoo version of this video around here somewhere. Check it out. Good luck tonight, everybody. Win that money. We're back again tomorrow morning for another edition of the Contenders.